Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
All right. Noon hour on a Tuesday. Thanks for being with us. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Midday show with Andy and Randy.
That's the way. Interesting.
What?
What's the qualifications to be the Freeze?
Speed.
Okay. Like, that's it?
Look good in spandex.
I think that has more.
Okay. But speed.
Okay.
You got to be faster than, like, me.
Yeah.
Like, you got to be able to beat me with however much that head start is. Because you can't be having the Freeze lose.
Do you think he lost too many races? So that's why they want to replace him?
Are they replacing him?
It's pokes at a job openings for the new Freeze.
Well, I bet also, you know, like, you got to have a prime.
Yeah.
You know, you have a prime to be the Freeze, and then eventually you kind of age out of it, or maybe injury.
So the fact that this job posting has made it all the way around, like DraftKings has made posts about it, Braves have a job opening. Like,
yeah. Really?
There's different Freezes every season.
There's always different Freezes.
But I'm wondering if the well is drying.
Because you remember the one that went to I went to a school with his mother. Remember
right.
He came up here
and he was the main Freeze because he was actually like he had run track in college.
So yeah, I remember him.
But then they got different Freezes that'll be good. They'll do like the photo shoots, you know, what is the gas station that sponsors that?
Racetrack.
Yeah.
Oh, so see what happened? Oh.
He'll go to the racetrack and do the photos.
The Freeze character got too big. You think?
Could
like
be.
He got out like the original Freeze, we didn't see him.
Right.
You know, we saw him on race day.
Right.
He wasn't hanging out.
Right. His photo
shoots. Appearances well, and all
that's
that.
The one that was busy training for the Olympics.
Yes.
Could be. Maybe it's contract negotiations.
It could
like,
be.
Look, I mean, I've become.
Money per race.
I've become a mainstay. Of what you all do on game day. I need it to be up here. And they're like, no, let's find another fast guy.
Yeah, another fast guy.
Yeah, you're wearing a mask, dude. Like, nobody knows who you are.
Yeah. Would it be great? Because there was, oh my God, was it the duck mascot that fell? And
yeah, his head
like,
came off.
Would he like unmask himself or something one day?
Oh, for leverage?
Yeah.
There's only one Freeze, and it's me.
It's me.
Yeah, I don't know. But I think the qualifications are. Speed.
Yeah, gotta be fast. But my thing is though, do they go like say for instance they have open tryouts over is there a track at Georgia State? A track somewhere around here. Mm-hmm. Is that what you do it? Like have open tryouts right then and there? Mm-hmm. Like race against each other.
But it's also a body type too though.
Or do you go get a middle aged slow guy and see if you can catch him?
Oh, right.
You know what I mean?
You also have to have him try not just what's your speed like in general, you also have to prove that you can track down like a frat bro.
Yeah.
Like you get somebody out there with some short khaki shorts on and a Braves jersey
and
some New Balances.
Right.
And you got to track him down and make him fall face first on the warning track. Because that's what everybody likes. Like, I guess it's fun when they beat the Freeze. But really, it's most fun when they almost beat the Freeze and fall down.
There's nothing better than that.
That's the best.
The best part is when you got like a chin full of dirt.
That's right.
Yeah, a chin full of dirt and everybody, So, yeah. Okay. But, I mean, I don't know nobody that fast. In my age, anyways, everybody been in pool something.
Yeah,
getting out of the damn blocks.
Being the Freeze is a young man's game.
Yeah, dog. Yeah.
You can't be having a hamstring.
Yeah, you got to be a dude. Yeah, that's probably fresh. Probably still training for track.
Yeah, you're probably early 20s.
Okay,
you got to be early 20s. Right. Well, but I also think it's a body type, right? Like,
I mean,
you know,
of course you can't have any
squatty Freezes.
No, you don't.
That looks like a snowball. We don't want the snowball.
Yeah,
out
you
there.
Don't. Yeah, you don't want somebody embarrassing themselves in those things, but. I was just curious, what the job type? Bo, do they have like the qualifications of what they're looking for?
I think it does list it.
Oh, it does?
A little bit.
Okay.
It's only like four or five little bullet
experience,
points.
Experience like
summer's free.
Yeah, or something like that. Yeah.
It has to be like a runner and things like that. Yeah,
okay.
But there is an actual job posting, which I guess this is the first time they've ever done that.
I don't know how it took us this long to get here, but I'll tell you a guy who thinks he could be the Freeze.
Ape.
He's not here today, but. Yeah.
Now,
body type wise, probably not what they're looking for. But
yeah. Are you said beat or B?
B.
No.
He definitely thinks he could beat him.
Oh, yeah. No, my
100%.
God. 100%. No, my God.
But I think he also thinks he could be him.
Abe thinks he could do a lot of things, but I don't think that part. Maybe because of the fact that he got to wear that.
They got any white freezes?
I didn't want to ask, but I'm curious.
Ask. Yeah, I'll ask.
I don't know.
I'm not afraid, I'm not afraid of the elephant in the room.
Hey, does Tim Dwight have a son? He's a fast white dude. Or what about the kid from the kid from that went to Georgia? That was supposed to play football, but he's a track dude.
Okay,
real fast.
I don't know.
There you go. There you go.
Or like Cash Jones probably not going to the NFL.
Nah.
But when his season's over, get him over there.
I'm curious about this whole Cash Jones thing. It's funny because I think me and the family are supposed to go up next weekend to Athens for a game. And last time we went up, it was senior day.
Right.
And Cash came out for senior day.
He did.
He come out too bad. Does he come out again? Come out again for senior day.
Come out again. I also think Cash Jones, and he won't, but he needs to get drafted in order for Georgia to break the all-time record for NFL draft picks on a roster. Because he was on that 22 team, right. I think, that right now is something like 51 draft picks or something like that. I think there's like four guys remaining that play college football right now. Not all of them play for Georgia.
Right.
But they need one of those four guys to get drafted in order to break that record.
Come on, Cash.
Come on, Cash.
Is there anybody else on the team, Pam?
I don't know.
Oh, okay.
There might be.
Was Drew on those teams?
No, I don't think so.
Okay.
I don't think so. I think maybe like Bear Alexander maybe was, and he plays for Oregon now.
Oh, he does?
I think so.
Oh.
I think so.
Oh, he does?
Abe's listening, but he did not suggest that he could be the freeze. He told us the name Matt Bowling, I think, is the name of the person.
Oh, okay, the fast dude? Okay.
I think so.
Thanks, Abe.
Thank you, Abe.
Go do something.
Abe does think he could beat the freeze, though. Like, he definitely thinks that. All right, let's get to an NFL No Huddle.
Bring it.
Brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com, get a guaranteed offer on your home today, and start packing. Was it a week 11 or week 10?
We're in week 11 now.
Well, okay, so week 11. Okay, yeah, so that was the final game of week 10.
Yes.
Okay, so that ends last night. We'll get to a highlight of that. There weren't very many in just a minute. But here's Raheem Morris from his press conference yesterday talking about the connection between Michael Penix and Darnell Mooney.
You hate to make any excuses for any of it because nobody cares, right? It's more important that they are not having a great connection right now. You know, the connection with Drake has been outstanding, particularly over the last couple of weeks. And you wanted to look closer to that with Mooney. You know, like whether it's a really good throw on a drop or whether it's a bad throw and a miss op, you got to make those things to come together. Kind of what Zeno just alluded to is like, how do you get that stuff to happen? And the only way to do it is to practice and to go out there and do it together. And you got to have that time to do it. And they'll be out there doing those things. And like, that's all the growing pains that we're going through right now. We got to have all those things happen for us the right way. We want Mooney to go out there and be our deep threat. We want Mooney to be able to go out there and get balls in his hands, get some receptions, be able to catch and run, do some of the things he did for us in a special way last year. And we got to get those things going.
How they need him.
Yeah. I understand what he's saying about no one cares about excuses, but I'd love to know the reasoning.
I
think I know the reason.
Yeah,
he missed training camp.
He missed a whole lot of stuff,
he's
man.
He's banged up the first month of the season. He just doesn't look like the same guy.
No. But we knew that when they signed him.
Knew what?
That he was going to – I mean, he had a great year in Detroit and was hurt. In Chicago.
Sure.
But he came in last year. Exactly. He did, man. And then, and I had a feeling like this when we were up there in Flowery Branch. They said he went down that early. I was like, how bad is it?
Yeah.
And nobody would ever tell me. It's a shoulder.
That's how you know it's bad.
That's how you know it's bad.
Yeah.
But, I mean, they need that connection. I think the biggest thing is that, they've got – I mean, you can practice, maybe put him in a different spot. Or something. Maybe put him to a spot that's closer to Mike, where you can just sometimes, Andy, all you need sometimes is to see it go in the hand. Just like a free throw, like a shooter, to see it go through the basket. Sometimes just see the completion. He had one, he dropped Michael put it
right on him.
Dropped it. Then on the outright, Michael sailed it on him.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that right there, that chemistry right there is vital and it's important. But, I mean, it's just one of those things you just got to keep drilling at it. And if you're Zach, maybe put him in a different position just to get the ball in the hand. Just get the ball's hand.
Well, that's what was so – I don't know. I just watching the game and not really following the stats until afterwards and you look at the box score, I kind of felt like Mooney had an okay game because he had the catch early and
right.
he kind of looked shifty and all that, looked like, confident.
Right.
And then he drew a couple penalties on deep balls, which is great. He doesn't get a catch, but at least the team gets yards, gets him move forward. Obviously, he dropped the ball late and you saw Mike miss him on some – But I don't know. In watching it, one catch on eight targets, it didn't look that awful, but obviously it was. And I don't know. I mean, it's crazy that that's your number two receiver and he's got like nine catches mm-hmm. this year. Like, yep. I mean, that right there is a pretty good example of everything that's going on right now offensively. But like, you can't win like that.
No, you can't.
Like, they got away with it a couple times when you just throw it to Drake and Kyle and hand it to Bijan. But like,
you gotta have one more outlet.
Teams are gonna figure
it out.
You
gotta have one more outlet. Yeah, you gotta have one more outlet. They need it to be him. They need to be him.
Yeah, the receiver depth is crazy.
Yes, and that's why.
Shockingly bad. All right, let's hear the highlight from the Monday Night Football game last night.
Jahan Dotson in motion. Hurts fakes, looks, steps up. He is floating the football. It is for Devontae Smith. Touchdown!
Smitty got it.
He took it away from the defender. He took it out of the hands of Evan Williams. Devontae Smith from Jalen Hurts.
I love the catch. Love
it's
the throw.
Catch.
You got to go up, and it's like a 70-30 type ball. Devontae made the play. Just an ugly game. But I think more or less the defenses are so good for both of these teams.
Yeah.
And, you know, and the Eagles made the one play. They were able to get the big check down play to Saquon. That was a big-time play for him because they weren't really doing anything. He had a lot of carries, but he didn't do nothing with them, talking about Saquon. Jordan Love, like, their thing is, man, they're so beat up at the receiver's position because they got ball catchers. Meaning, no, they got guys that are listed as wide receivers. They lost their tight end, who I think is just
huge,
phenomenal.
Yeah, losing Tucker Kraft.
Yeah, but
they
were
playing really well.
Yes, they were. But like guys like Christian Watson and these guys, they got to get it going. I think Christian Watson has the ability to be a number one receiver. I think this dude's big. He's fast. But what's the boy out of Texas? Golden. He's out.
Yeah.
I mean, they just got so many injuries, and Jordan Love's not playing really that well. But yeah. I thought defensively. I mean, just to see all them damn Georgia Bulldogs last night.
So
I just loved it.
Georgia
I loved it. I love me some damn N'Kobe Dean. It was so good to see him back out there.
Yeah.
Obviously, watching Nolan Smith. You talked about Jalen Carter earlier. But so there we go. I mean, yeah, the reason why we won the damn championships.
Yeah, there's a lot of national championship-winning Georgia Bulldogs out there last night. Found this out yesterday. Mention it again, though, if you haven't heard. The Giants fire head coach Brian Daboll yesterday.
Yes.
OC Mike Kafka.
Remember
over.
he was in a head coaching cycle.
Okay. I remember the name.
Yeah, yeah. He was a guy that was that
like 4 years ago?
It might have been two, Andy.
Two years ago?
When was the Gannett? I think he was out there for the Arizona job when Coach Gannon got
okay, so yeah. When the Eagles lost all those guys.
Yeah, I think he was one of those guys, man. But, I mean, I think, you know, it's unfortunate that – because I think Brian Daboll, if I'm a head coach, I'm trying to pair him with him to be my OC if I'm going to get a job.
Seems natural that the Bills bring him back.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah, doesn't it? Like, yeah, but Joe Brady's there.
Right.
And so does Joe Brady get a job? So
maybe
I mean,
Brady gets a job and he goes there.
Yeah, that's how I would look at it if I'm somebody who's trying to get a job. The biggest thing with him is that they came out so well and it just fell off. And then you look at it from standpoint, I don't think that defense that got all those high picks and all that money is playing well. Yeah. They never really filled out the offensive line. They got a dude to play quarterback. And I know people want to look at it as him getting hurt again, all those things. What else he got?
Right.
All he got is Jackson Dart. So Jackson Dart got to run the damn football.
He just has to find a way.
He's
got to
find a way to get his ass down. But four double-digit leads in the fourth quarter losses.
That'll get you fired.
That'll get you fired.
Yeah, that'll get you fired. I don't know. I think Daboll's a good coach.
I do, too.
I do, too.
I do, too.
You give him a different situation, I think it could go well for him.
Oh.
Or maybe he's just cut out to be an OC, but he's a good OC, too.
I think if you are going to get one of these jobs that are opening, you got a quarterback, and I'm looking at right there in Nashville and other places possibly. If you're a head coach, I would call.
Yeah, I'd interview him for sure. What were you going to say?
So Rob Gronkowski signs a one-day contract to retire as the New England Patriots. Good for him.
Love that.
Oh, and then also Dan Quinn's taking over defensive play call.
Yeah, we're doing that. That's this time of year.
Yeah.
Coordinators are getting demoted or fired. Dan Quinn's going to be calling the defense there in Washington. All right. We'll come back. We'll get to a college football corner after this. We got a little Kirby Smart audio ahead of the Texas game coming up on Saturday night. Still didn't get a chance to fully react to everything that happened on Saturday as well. We'll be right back. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
20 minutes away from the back page with Bo here on a Tuesday afternoon. Noon hour brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com, get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing. We'll get into a college football corner in just a couple minutes. A little audio from Kirby Smart's press conference yesterday, looking ahead to the Texas game on Saturday night. We'll get into the Brian Kelly LSU saga that continues on as well.
Devin, he keeps asking the same thing. I forgot, Devin, I do not have any jerseys that are not framed, or my aunts and uncles have all the other jerseys because he wants to go. He's going to Athens, I guess. He wanted to represent it. I appreciate that, my guy. But I don't have any.
Okay.
That's not framed or is at other people's houses, because I would give all my aunts and uncles after a bowl game, I would always give them my bowl game jersey.
Oh, cool.
So everybody has one.
That's awesome.
But so Devin, sorry, brother. You just got to go to a regular t-shirt.
Yeah, or you could buy a Dylan Bell jersey and then just tape over it and write McMichael.
There you go.
You could do
Bam.
That. 86.
Damn it, Andy.
You know?
You stink on your feet,
or
man.
Depending on your level of commitment, just go get your customized random Michael jersey.
It might not be that fast.
Might not. Probably also going to cost. Either way, it's going to cost money. You might be able to you might be able to like eBay one.
Maybe.
Although, maybe. I don't. Would they have 86s with McMichael on the back?
Because
like it wasn't NIL back then.
I don't know.
I don't know how that goes. I just remember when I was in college and like, you know, whoever the star player was, obviously his jersey was for sale in the bookstore, but you couldn't put his name on the back.
Yeah,
of it,
you
right?
remember that?
So it's like everybody knows who number 10 is, but the cool thing is it doesn't have his name on it. So when Jake Locker leaves, that just becomes a Johnny Temu jersey.
That's all that matters.
Look at how many Johnny Temu jerseys there are here in the stadium.
Yeah, man.
People really love the freshman linebacker.
What's his name again?
He's on the Falcons staff now.
Oh, really?
Johnny Temu.
Johnny Temu.
He's like the linebacker's coach or something. Yeah. Something on the defensive staff. So he's doing a good job.
Now my baby girl's up there right now, and she has one.
Okay.
So you might if you can call her, maybe she might. You give her 100, she might let you buy it.
Bro, there are quite a few Randy McMichael Dolphins jerseys available on eBay.
Okay. Yeah. Still the greatest day in my damn life when I saw that. Oh, my damn. They're going to buy out Chips.
Just like in public?
Yeah.
It was
great. I was eating, and some people who were always there, and they were like, oh, we just saw that they got your jersey in the store. I was like, quit playing. And then I my ass rode down to the Broward Mall?
Sure.
Rode down there. There it is right there. Bam.
How many did you buy?
Like 10.
That's great.
Yeah. More like 10 of them.
That's great. All right. We can just get to college football without playing the college football corner open. I'm tired of my bowling championship, you know?
Okay, well, it's a new image.
Yeah, I've won it was a long time ago. Right. I'm not that good at bowling. Brian Kelly is trying to be is in a legal battle with LSU now.
Right.
Because they're trying to say that they're firing him for cause.
What cause?
I don't know.
Unless
nobody likes him and he lost a bunch of games.
That's not in the contract.
No, it's not in the contract.
So
likability is not in the contract.
Unless I bet they're doing like an FBI type dig. They are going back through phone records. Yep. They're interviewing people. They're trying to find the littlest thing that they can get out of paying this man his money.
Right, which is nonsense, because if you're looking, that means you didn't fire him for that.
Exactly.
Right?
Exactly.
You fired him because he lost a bunch of games and nobody liked him. But you can't. You got to pay him his money.
I'm not selling. Give me my 54.
That's what they're hoping.
I'm unemployed.
Yeah.
I'm unemployed, and I got plenty of money for a lawyer.
Yeah, that's the thing. It's like, it's not like, I mean, he wants the $54 million payout.
Right.
But it's not like he has $0 while waiting
for it. The
man coached Notre Dame for 15 years,
hey, bro.
And he's been at LSU for 4.
I can afford billable hours.
Oh, sure.
There ain't no way in the hell. I'll pay 5 to get my 54.
He can afford billable hours.
Yes.
And also probably, I don't know, he probably have some sort of agreement of like, well, you know, when this is all taken care of, then we'll do that.
Yeah.
Plus, he's probably okay living on savings.
Yes.
You know?
Yeah.
Probably got some Probably got a nice little savings account from all the money that he's made over the last 20 years.
Oh, yeah. You're going to give me my 54 LSU.
But that's what they're trying to do. Yeah. They're trying to make it uncomfortable and, he doesn't want to wait all this time. He'll settle with us. No, we're not doing that.
If it take me 10 years to get my 54,
yeah.
I'll take those.
I also think LSU is just playing this so bad.
Yes,
like,
they are.
The more stuff like this happens, the more coaches that would consider going there are looking at this and like, oh, so this is what it's like over there? Yeah, I think I'll just stay here or go to one of the other many good openings that are available. Look, now somebody's going to take the job because it's a really good job.
Yes.
Obviously.
There is, that is no question.
Stuff like this is how you maybe cost yourself the best candidates.
Right.
They're going to, and that's also not saying that the best quote unquote candidate in this cycle ends up having success. Brian Kelly was the best candidate. He wasn't even a candidate. They took him from Notre Dame and everyone was like, wow, look at that. Yeah. That's incredible. What a coup. It failed because. Most do. I mean, that's what happens in college football and professional sports. You get hired to get fired. Somebody's going to hire someone no one's ever heard of, and he's going to turn out to be amazing.
Yep.
Like Kirk Cignetti or Kalen DeBoer or whatever.
Yes.
And somebody's going to get, whether it's Lane Kiffin or James Franklin or whatever, and it's not going to work because that's what always happens. So anyway, there's no rhyme or reason to it. Otherwise, everyone would have a great coach and everyone would go to the playoff. Most teams aren't going to, though. Kirby Smart's one of those guys, though. Georgia got that right. Here he is talking about Arch Manning.
It has nothing to do with his recruitment. His recruitment was based on he's athletic, he's fast, he's tall, he's intelligent, he's got composure, he's got arm. I mean, he can do it all. He can run the ball, he can throw the ball. In this day and age, you got to have a quarterback that can do both. He can, and I think he's got great composure. You know, he's not really affected by not many things.
Well, I mean, they've already played against Arch before. I mean, but yeah, they played against him.
Not as a starter.
Yeah, not as a starter, right. But I think that, you know, it's maybe because, you know, I'm not mistaken. I think it came down between Georgia and Texas.
Yeah,
if I'm not mistaken.
And they recruited him hard. Yeah, obviously. Hard.
Remember we had Kirby on. Remember I asked him. Mm-hmm. We had him on. And it's immediately I asked him about like losing out to Texas for Arch. I mean, he's playing better. He is.
Yeah,
he's playing better.
Well, he's played pretty well for about a month.
And
now.
It seems like they've got all their. They're going to be fully loaded. They had a bye week last week. This past week, so obviously they're coming in healthy. Not healthy, but healthier. Rested and ready to roll, man. And they're a very, very good team. They're a very, very talented team. And so Georgia's going to have to play their best game again. I mean, I don't doubt that they won't. You know, it's going to be a fun damn day in Athens that this weekend coming up when Texas comes in. And it's more or less, you know, Texas is up against it too.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
You know, and so when you look at
where their next loss is an elimination.
Yeah, that's basically what it is. So they lose this game, they're pretty much out of it. And so, I mean, Georgia's got to go take care of business. It ain't going to be easy. It's going to be a damn 60-minute freaking dogfight. I see now, and I don't know how to answer it. Is Georgia peaking right now?
I don't know. Yeah, I mean, but they played good last Saturday.
Yeah. That's what I'm looking at. I think they played good last Saturday. I'm not saying they're peaking nothing.
And Mississippi State's pretty good, but it's not like they did that against Texas.
But that,
you know?
But
it's not like they did that.
But that's,
you know.
That's the other thing you hear. Well, this team that Georgia just smacked, they took Texas to overtime.
They did. No, smacking someone in the SEC, no matter who it is, is impressive.
Yes,
because no one does it. Like, whereas that used to be three or four games of your year in conference. You would whether it was Mississippi State or Vanderbilt or Kentucky, whoever,
right.
Like whoever was down that year, you'd beat them by five touchdowns, and you'd play the freshman in the second half.
But you get smacked.
That's not the deal right now.
No.
Now Georgia did that to Mississippi State on Saturday, which is really impressive. But yeah, like anybody winning like that this year in the SEC is a damn impressive win. And that was on the road and all of that. I don't know if they're peaking or not. They're really good.
Really damn good.
And they can beat anybody on a given Saturday.
When they play the way they play.
And even the game they lost, they very much could have won the game. Like they were right there with Alabama and probably should have won the game had they made a couple plays in the second half. I think that's what it'll be like on Saturday. I think if it comes down to those types of moments, Kirby always gets the better of most coaches. He's going to get the better of Sark in those moments. I will say Sark deserves credit for how this season has gone, for sure, because they got off to a really tough start, and they were against it against Oklahoma. I know Oklahoma played their quarterback injured and all that, but that was a big win for them.
That's
one of the biggest wins Sark has at Texas. And it looked like this thing was going sideways for them early in the season. For them to be 7-2,
and he rallied them,
4-1 in the SEC. And again, I know nobody's patient about anything anymore, but a first-year starting quarterback getting better as the season goes on.
How about that?
Tends to be what happens.
How about that, Andy?
I know his name is Arch Manning, and everyone told you he was going to be whatever
right.
before the season started, but he's getting better and playing actually really well over the last month. So that to me, that's the biggest factor on Saturday, is if Arch keeps playing better, you know what Georgia's defense is.
Yes.
Like that could be a tough day if he looks like he has lately.
Yeah, if he does. And I think that's the biggest thing with the defense is they got two sacks last week. Can they get two more this week? The offense was able to run the ball for 300 yards. Can they do that? It does look like Nate Frazier. I mean, I don't want to, you know, peak too early, Andy, but he's been good, man. Since he got that damn fumbling issue out of you know, got rid of that or what? I'm not saying got rid of, got better at ball security.
Right.
He's been, you know, that dude lately, man. So yeah, it's gonna be a fun game, man. I can tell you, two damn big time programs going at it for an opportunity. Like I said, this is Texas. If they lose this game, I'm not saying they're out, because the way the ACC is treating it, the way the ACC is right now, you might get a 3-loss team in if you're the SEC. Maybe.
You might.
Maybe.
You might.
Maybe.
I don't. I don't know, man. Like,
maybe, because the thing about Texas
is the ACC is going to get one team in.
Because the thing about Texas is they still got A&M.
Right.
They still got A&M.
Right.
And so that could, you know. But, yeah, the ACC, they're just beating each other up.
Mm-hmm.
They're just, like, we talked about it yesterday a little bit. Like, this past weekend. Ugh.
Yeah, I think that's definitely a part of it, and that's a really nice way to say it. I also think that it's just not a very good conference
this year.
That
could be it. That could be it.
And, you know, I mean, for Virginia to somehow sneak their way this long into the year before having a conference loss, and you've seen them play.
Yes.
Like, they're not, you know.
Yeah.
They're not great. Now, that hopefully will be the benefit of Georgia Tech, who obviously can beat any team in the conference on a given Saturday. They jumped up and got bit by North Carolina State a couple weeks ago. They're back at it this weekend.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, no, I mean, even Miami, who we kind of thought might be the cream of the crop in that conference, isn't.
No.
Like, they can lose to anybody,
but
too.
But
the most talented team in the conference is 3-4.
Yeah.
And that's Clemson.
Yeah.
I mean, they got NFL dudes everywhere on that roster, and they're genuinely bad. So the ACC is very weird this year.
Yeah,
I don't know how to explain it other than the
I don't think these two dudes right here that's on the midday show are surprised by what happened in Miami.
No.
At all.
No.
We're not surprised.
No. We just wait till November.
Yeah.
We'll talk about Miami when we get to November, and this is what it always ends up being. I mean, I'm surprised every day I wake up that Clemson's as bad as they are.
We never saw it.
Never
seen that.
I cannot believe it.
Never saw it.
Here we are.
Never ever saw. Oh,
Florida State's 1-5 in conference.
Yeah, they got smacked. Who got smacked, man? Oh, Florida and Kentucky.
Yeah.
Like, ugh.
Yeah. Yeah. That new coach energy wore off.
I'm talking about wore off after the bye week.
Yeah, because it didn't even get him a win over
God
Georgia.
God almighty.
Yeah. UConn, who's not in the ACC, obviously, UConn has more wins over ACC teams over the last two seasons than Florida State does.
Ooh.
Damn.
Maybe they should switch coaches.
You know who coaches UConn?
Moore.
Jim Mora Jr.
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
MJ.
When Jed Fish takes the Florida job, I want Jim Mora Jr. back home at UW.
No, you don't.
Yeah, I'll take him.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Tongue in cheek.
I don't know. I mean, he said he'd quit the Falcons job the night before the Super Bowl to take the Huskies job. The least we could do is let him see what he could do with it.
Come on, man.
You know?
Come on, man.
Can't get much worse than it is right now. All right, we'll come back. We'll get to the back page with Bo after this on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Mm. Check it out.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, midday show with Andy and Randy with you here on a Tuesday afternoon. Back page with Bo coming up in just a couple of minutes. We'll get back into the big story of the day, top of the 1 o'clock hour. Brandon Adams, host of the Dog Nation Daily Podcast, comes by on Tuesdays at 1:20 to talk Georgia Bulldogs. We will do that coming up in the 1 o'clock hour as well. We'll talk about the big win against Mississippi State and continue to look ahead against the game against Texas on Saturday night as well.
The Dallas Mavericks owner has wrote an open letter to the fans. And, you know, I mean, you let them do it.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, I mean, but, you let him do it. You let him do it. Right. You let him do it.
He must have talked him into it.
But that's what I'm saying. Like,
you're right.
How does that conversation go? Hey, dog, let me talk to you for a second. Yeah, right. Nico, what you need, man? Now, you know that we're going to have to pay this dude $300-something million, mm-hmm. right? He don't want to stay in shape and like that. How about, now, I'm not going to put it out there to everybody else. Let's trade him to the Lakers because they need a star. So let's trade him there. And we're going to get back Anthony Davis. And I think that there's a possibility that we don't make the playoffs and we can get the number one pick.
Right. Now, if all that was said yes. and then it happened, you'd have to keep him employed.
Exactly.
Because that would mean that he was a fortune teller.
That didn't happen.
No, that didn't happen. I honestly don't know. I don't know how.
Well, it did kind of happen.
Yeah, but right. But, you know. I don't
know. The results weren't winning.
No. So, you got lucky. You don't get to keep your job in that business on luck. Now they're 3-8, and the fans are chanting "fire him" every single day.
Yeah.
Like, you know, no offense, but like the general manager of an NBA basketball team in terms of the importance of the franchise,
yes,
it's not that big.
And that was going to be my next question to you: was it more or less the trade because you let him do it,
right?
Or was it the fans saying "fire Nico"?
That's part of it. Okay, yeah, that's part. You can't lose your fan base.
I know that's right? what I'm saying. You just got because that was. Gut when that
yeah
like
yeah his existence, like his appearance at games is toxic.
Yes,
like it was, you know, he's hiding in the tunnels.
Yes,
they're chanting to fire him every single game. Like it's to the point where you got a game tomorrow night that happens whether he's the general manager or not.
Correct.
But if he's not, then people aren't going to chant that.
Exactly.
And I don't know, they'll be mad at somebody if you keep losing, because that's the way that it works. You got to win your way out of it. But it's hard to keep somebody employed that, like,
people hate.
Like, literally every fan
hates. Yes.
You know?
Like, I ain't seen nobody that was good for them.
Right, yeah. Right, right. No, you know, if you think about it.
Yeah.
If you think about it. I don't know, you know, you got to. Yeah. No, everyone agrees universally that was a terrible decision, and it's been made even worse by the way that it has played out.
Damn.
And we said last year the only way that it could in the short term look okay is if, like, Kyrie and AD somehow, like, healthily make a run through the playoffs. Obviously, that didn't happen. And Luka, like, I don't know, like, was looking fat and played bad for the Lakers, yeah. which, you know.
They might as well trade Anthony Davis.
Might as well.
Might as well trade him.
Yeah, might as well.
Yeah, because he was the part. He was a big part, too, of you selling defense wins championship. Andy, he got hurt the first damn game.
He traded him, and then they were like, you know, defense is really what we want to focus on.
And then Luka's averaging 40 damn points.
Yeah. I mean, that's the other part of it, too.
If he looked like trash, he's too great to say look like trash.
He was never going to look like trash. But if it somehow was, like, deteriorating, where he was always going to be able to ball when he played, but if his body, because he wasn't keeping it in shape, wasn't allowing him to be on the court, then it might have looked better.
Right.
No, he went the total opposite. He spent the offseason working harder than he ever has, and he's playing better than he's ever played. So, yeah.
40 damn points.
Fire him. Fire him.
Damn, Nico.
Yeah, damn, Nico.
Damn.
Too bad. He'll probably be employed by Nike by Friday.
Oh, yeah. He'll have a seven-figure job before the end of the week.
So don't cry too hard for
Nico. Don't cry too hard for him.
I think he'll be all right. All right, let's get to the back page with Bo. Brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com. Get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing a Lobo.
A special shout out to both my mom, dad, and Tara on Veterans Day for all being in the United States Army. We appreciate you, and thanks for signing that dotted line. So before I get to some Matt Stafford history that nobody's talking about but might be the biggest story of the weekend with Matt Stafford, here's a little game-recognized game moment between Bijan Robinson and Jonathan Taylor after the game on Sunday.
My brother.
Bro.
Listen.
Oh, you amazing, bro.
Nah, I appreciate you doing this. You messed up, man. You don't want to still take this game to new heights.
Got you.
Stay consistent, bro.
Absolutely.
Every time you get a chance, make plays. Be undeniable. You got to have seven on the field. You got to have seven in the building.
Yes, sir.
Bro, you're special, bro.
So, keep your work ethic, man.
Bro, absolutely.
Keep your work ethic.
Absolutely,
bro.
Love
you, bro. Listen, absolutely, bro. Stay calm. Great.
High praise for Bijan Robinson from Jonathan Taylor after Jonathan Taylor rushes for 250 yards, a couple touchdowns.
Yep.
You're the future, man, and he is.
Real recognized real, man.
Couple 100%. Of the best running backs in football right there.
He recognized real. But he ain't there.
No.
But he's on his damn way. He's on his way, man. But, yeah, that's I love the respect that these dudes have for each other. And it seems that the feeling is mutual between a lot of other people you've seen.
Yeah.
Saquon, a lot of people praise this Bijan. And so, yeah. Good deal. Yeah,
they know.
Good deal.
Just maybe hand it to him. Talk to his OC.
Yeah, how about that?
You know what I mean?
How about that?
17's not enough.
Let's get back to that 20 mark.
Yeah.
You know, and then some more carries. I mean, some more receptions. 25 to 30 is where we need to be. However you do it, receptions, carries, whatever.
Ever since they called him the best player in the world, they've never given him the ball less. What are we doing? What are we doing?
So, former Bulldog, everybody's favorite, probably Georgia quarterback in the NFL, Matt Stafford, future Hall of Famer. I don't think that first ballot is even in question at this point, especially after Saturday. What was it, four games with four touchdowns and no interceptions? The biggest thing that nobody's talking about, though, with Matt Stafford and what he accomplished on Sunday. So when Matt Stafford was with the Detroit Lions, he compiled a 74-90 record.
Mm.
Matt Stafford has successfully dug himself out of the negative.
That's crazy.
Back to 500 after joining the Rams.
Wow.
He is now 115-115-1.
Wow.
One more victory will put Matt Stafford above 500 where he should be for his career. Well, where he should be is where he is. But anyway, come on. We all know the Lions weren't all that great.
Yeah.
A team when he was with him. Not his fault.
He was doing
Congratulations
his best.
Matt, for not being in the red anymore.
That's great. I didn't realize that.
I didn't either, man.
Because I know he set some sort of – was it a touchdown mark?
Yeah, he's
he got
like
to 400 or something like that.
Yeah,
like,
he's only like the handful of people
it's
that have
like
done
nine
that.
Of them.
Yeah, he's in the top 10 in terms of that. And you know, as long as he'll hopefully, who knows how much longer he can play. Every single summer is like wow.
Oh, yeah.
How
I
can
got,
he?
I got, like Humpty Dumpty.
Yeah, how can he? And then he does this. He's best season of his career so far.
Stafford's 37, so to hear Tom Brady and Matt Stafford talk to each other, Tom's like, yeah, we'll see you in the league for another 7 years. It's crazy how long Tom Brady played at an effective level.
Yeah, Brady was able to avoid
Stafford,
injury a little bit differently.
Although Stafford comes in with, you know, aching little injuries every season,
but
he plays through it and gets
we were talking about it.
Aching?
They had to put an epidural in the summertime.
Yeah, just dead in his little back. And a little bit, just dead in your spine.
You had to have pregnancy drugs just to get on the practice field.
Right.
Yeah.
So, Randy, are you familiar with the bar/club, I guess? I think it's bar, probably. Elbow Room?
I've heard of it.
In Miami?
Yeah.
So, apparently, it's a big Buffalo Bills bar. So, Mike McDaniel, there's a picture of Mike McDaniel.
It's in Fort Lauderdale, though, I think.
That's where the stadium is, though, right?
Yeah, it's like, if I'm not mistaken, it's in Fort Lauderdale Beach.
And it would make sense that, Mike McDaniel lives in Fort Lauderdale, close to the stadium.
Yes.
So, there's a picture that has surfaced, and I'm sure y'all have seen it, of Mike McDaniel pulling up next to Elbow Room, which is famously a Bills bar.
No,
he's got his arm out the window, and you can kind of see his face. There's no video of this or no audio, all right, of Mike McDaniel pulling up in front of this bar with a Bills fan in the picture, supposedly talking smack, which, look, if you're Mike McDaniel and your team's been kind of, you know, in trouble this season, and you've beaten a couple of high-profile teams, one being the Buffalo Bills, one of the best teams in AFC. If you want to go buy a bar and talk some smack, as long as you're doing it, you know, tasteful, I guess, why shouldn't you be able to? So he was asked about this in a press conference yesterday. So he is 100% denying this, blaming AI.
That's why I like the good old days, you know, the throwbacks of yore where you could trust, the internet and the images. Because, you know, it is pretty detailed that, you know, I do live in that area. But, I mean, AI, right? I live in that area. AI is real. That's what I got for you.
Blaming this whole situation
is he
on somebody
really
photoshopping
it?
Him.
Or
on
is he kind of, I don't know.
I don't see him doing that. Dude.
Like, he lives there. He's just
he lives
by.
There. Like, he'll get his, like, he's a little fella.
Mm-hmm.
He wasn't
going to stop.
He wasn't going to stop. Yeah. But if you go there taunting and everything, don't mess around
with
him.
It's easy to talk smack out of your car.
Yeah, you're rolling by.
Rolling by. So we rolling.
Yeah.
They ain't there.
I don't know. I like Mike McDaniel.
I like him too, but I can't see it. There's no video or nothing like that.
No, there's not. So it very well could be an AI or Photoshopped picture.
Okay.
I love it how he was like, y'all remember when you used to be able to trust the internet? Well, that's another bit of time.
Yeah, I don't. I don't remember that time. But AI is real.
It is.
AI is definitely correct on that.
Yeah.
So y'all mentioned Drake Baldwin and his winning of the National League Rookie of the Year. If you're wanting to find out who wins the manager, Cy Young, and MVPs, tune in tonight through Thursday. They will be announced on three separate nights at 7 o'clock on MLB Network. Just come on, man. Just tell us. I get it. They want the ratings and whatnot.
I don't think they're getting them.
Now,
you know,
I'm still kind of curious. Listen to Joe Patrick's update, he calls the front runner or the favorite of the National League MVP for the guy for the Mets. Well, the last three surveys that were centered on Major League Baseball headed into the second half of the season all had, you know, Drake winning the award. So I'm kind of curious as to what Joe's referencing there. But 21 first place votes to 8 of the Mets player, which I would his name.
Who the hell is that guy? Who the heck is that guy?
I don't know who we're talking about.
The guy that finished second.
Oh, okay. Yeah,
like, I forget his name. He's not important.
Well, it's
Drake Baldwin that's important.
That's all.
Who's going to win the NL's MVP?
They haven't had that one yet either?
No, they'll announce the MVP on Thursday evening.
Who wins it?
So.
Ohtani?
He kind of has to, right?
I mean, if you included playoffs.
Well, I don't even know if you need to do that, but, yeah, especially if you include playoffs, which you're not supposed to do.
Is there anybody, that might contend for it?
I don't know.
In the NL?
Nobody's done anything remotely close to what he's done.
I think the AL will be a lot closer.
Yeah. I think so, too.
Yeah.
I really hope that Cal Raleigh wins it.
It'll be great.
Mariner fans are going to be really sad if he does it. They're already really sad with the way that the season ended.
So Luis Ortiz makes his first court appearance yesterday. He has a $500,000 bond. $50,000 of it has been secured for the whole pitch thing. So
wait, what?
What they were doing, Luis Ortiz.
We were talking about it yesterday.
Who was arrested for the
Indians pitchers. I think we didn't talk about it.
Oh, the Cleveland pitchers.
Yeah, yeah.
Emmanuel Clase.
Got it.
Two bullpen pitchers for the Cleveland Guardians who were arrested for what is now being known or is known as they were rigging pitches.
Yeah, man. That's crazy.
So it's curious. I'm curious as to how they were doing this.
How they were tipping it off.
You can go on and make a real-time prop bet on Major League Baseball pitches. How are they to know when they were supposed to make said pitches? Are they saying, I'm going to go into this inning throwing three balls, they don't throw a strike?
I think it might have been a signal.
Or, they could be using pitch comms and stuff, too.
Or something like that. But, no, it's unbelievable that they're talking about it was like $400,000, and he got kickbacks.
How much could the kickback be?
He's under contract for like $6 million.
Exactly.
Kickback's not going to be that much.
What are you doing?
What?
But we're going to say that about all of these, because that's the thing with all of them. It's like, well, that's dumb. You're going to cost yourself way more money than you would have. But they do it anyway.
So Major League Baseball and most big booking websites, agencies have limited the pitch-by-pitch prop bet to a max of $200.
Yeah.
And then you can't do a pitch-by-pitch prop bet in any parlays going forward.
I think that's what we're going to get. Is there
they're gonna take where
prop bets are going to be gone.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that's what's going to happen.
That's crazy.
But not daily fantasy and prop bets are different.
That one's it. Kickbacks. Get the hell out of here. Sports Radio, not too bad of the game. Join us every after each Falcons game for the Falcon Flyover. It's your first chance to react to every Falcons game brought to you by Ticketmaster, the official ticket marketplace of the Atlanta Falcons. That is the Falcons Flyover immediately after each Falcons game on Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game.
Final hour of the show coming up next. Get back into the big story of the day. Brandon Adams will join us in half an hour. Talk some Georgia football with him, and then an AMA to wrap things up at 1:40. Thanks for being with us. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life.
Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.